Space, the final frontier.
We have liftoff. Space.
Record.
Recording, dear.
Computer, you will not address me in that manner. Compute.
Computed, dear.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. I'm your host, Space Mountain, joined by...
At Novocaine 007, true.
At Muffin, M-U-F-I-N, underscore top.
And today, we're going to talk about various topics, but first, let's knock out the show business. This is the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. You can find us on Facebook at the fan page on Somewhere in Outer Space. You can find us on our blog at Somewhere in Outer Space blog.blogspot.com. You can email the show at Somewhere in Outer Space at gmail.com. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm at SPCMTN, Space Mountain abbreviated. Going by the name of Spruce Leroy Clean.
You, man. And actually... Wow, sir. I actually have a new name, and it was given to me. I didn't pick it, but it's Herman Canis.
What?
Herman Canis. My roommate always called me Nova Canis, so he just was like, and then we were talking, and they were like, well, you got some Republican views. He was like, let me just start calling you Herman Canis. So, and I didn't do whatever he did. I didn't have relations with those women.
Well, he did have relations.
Well, I didn't.
He said he forgot about him. He said, Libya. You talking about that girl? Oh, you talking about the country. My bad.
Right. Tell him.
And where can we find your Twitter at, ma'am?
At.
Just spell that again.
M-U-F-I-N underscore top. I'm tweeting right now, by the way. So.
Why are you tweeting right now? Live tweeting the show, huh? Mm-hmm. As it's recorded.
I am. I'm telling everybody what we're doing. Although we won't be doing it then when you're listening, but yeah.
Right. You can also subscribe to our show on iTunes. You can rate, leave a comment, tell people how much you love or hate the show. And you can favorite our show on Stitcher Radio. And now I'm about to turn over the reins to the show.
So I'm ready.
To young Novocaine.
Running point guard. All right, we're going to jump right into it. Earlier this week, we finally, got some type of rap beef going on between Pusha T from Good Music and Lil Wayne.
I wrote a blog on this. Go look at the blog.
It was a very good blog. So
it started off as a Twitter rant, and then I just end up copying all my tweets into one.
Lazy.
Well, it just became a blog as I was tweeting it. That's not lazy. That's smart.
Basically, you were ranting. And
this dates back to 2009, the clips claim Lil Wayne was still in their style when the whole Bathing Ape ice cream movement, and he was dressing like that, and then
he
felt like he was shooting shots their way, but wasn't ever addressing it. So on all the We Got It for Chief series, they was going at him. Then when he got out of jail, they deaded it. They was like, I ain't got no problem with him. And then you hear Dreams Money Can Buy. And they're saying, and push it.
Yeah, I didn't understand. I thought in Dreams Money Can Buy, I caught the Jay-Z Kanye reference that Drake had when he was talking about his favorite rappers. It used to be top five, but now it's the last five or something.
I mean, I guess Pusha T could take that as a diss, because if you go see this when I was 17, I mean, this whole segment, he is bigging up Pusha T. The clips, he's a fan. I remember on 40 Acres, they was talking about, that was his first rap album. He either heard or bought or whatever. Yeah. So then I guess Pusha T responds, but then he doesn't say I'm talking about him, but his brother comes out and was like, yeah, you was talking about Drake. Quit playing. And then they say Drake again was shooting shots. And then Pusha T does Exodus 23-1, which is a great song. It was a great diss and even a greater song. And was basically just like, hey, stop with these games. I ain't got time for this. You gonna get hurt behind this. So
what did you think about the diss?
You can't fly without your wings, man. You signed to one nigga that signed to another nigga that signed to three niggas, and that's bad luck.
But if you go, like, technically, Pusha T is signed to a nigga, signed to a nigga as well. Like, so it's the same thing, but...
But it just was hot. Like, he was, I don't know, it just was... They was like, oh, well, he didn't say his name, so we weak for that. But the way he built it and to have Lil Wayne respond, like, I don't know. I just, I thought it was cool. I liked it.
Okay.
Then you get Goulash. That's Lil Wayne's response. Not Drake, who he was really trying to go at. Lil Wayne's response.
Which just proved, I thought that proved Pusha T's point. That Drake was couldn't respond. He hides behind other people.
Niggas ain't dying for you.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about it. You know, you was looking up the whole beef. Like, you aficionado on this beef.
I'm actually pulling up the lyrics for Exodus 23:1, and I guess I can pull up the lyrics for Goulash. But I just remember it starts off with F Pusha T and anybody that love him. His head up his ass, so I got to headbutt him. Like,
yeah. Then he said, "What he said." I hope he ain't the, I'm an alien, but I hope he ain't the Fresh Prince.
What?
Which kind of means he was like dissing himself, but okay.
I didn't really get that. So I thought the beef was, cause it like, he lost focus. And that's the problem when you listen to Lil Wayne, like you're supposed to be dissing, but then you start talking about the clothes you got and money. And then you end it with the whole play on what happened to that boy. And then that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, man, you niggas ain't killers, man. Your whole team is cartoon characters. Like, the whole Young Money, like, y'all are all characters. Like, y'all not built for that type of stuff. Like, who's gonna ride for
them? They gonna sit Nicki on them. Ain't that right? Muffin Time.
Who's gonna ride for them?
This is whack, all of this.
With the beef? Anxiety? Like,
why don't you like beef?
I do, but. Wow, people are irrelevant.
I think
Drake's the guy. Young Money is the team.
And he went over.
He's the only guy. Young Money sucks. But except Nicki Minaj.
You said except Nicki Minaj.
Except Nicki Minaj. Yeah. So she's an entertainer. That? Drake is cool. He's an entertainer. But
I like how Nicki Minaj transformed from a rapper to an entertainer in one album.
Yeah, she's an entertainer.
With that Starship. You like that song, Starship?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I bet I just heard it, so I can give you the starships in some mad night.
Song.
Yeah.
I like it at the bar.
You like it at the bar when you go out? It's like Katy Perry.
Yep, I can pretty much dance to anything. So, yeah.
So that's what you dance to when you go out.
That among other things.
But then
so you
it's entertaining. It entertains me.
So you
it's
have the glow stick.
No, I just have like roses that people buy me from the bar.
So how do you
Where are you hanging out with Kanye West or something?
Yeah.
You said so what
I mean, I know you wrote the blog, but like what's your take on this whole beef?
I think like for one, like if you go read the blog, I explain most of it, but I think Lil Wayne is trying to use this beef to solidify himself as one of the best rappers out, put himself in the top 10 of like best rappers ever. Because if you really run down the list of people who can be considered best rappers alive or whatever,
they've all been battle tested.
I mean, Jay, Nas, Big, Pac, all in, like Eminem, everybody.
Except for Ye. He hasn't had a battle yet, but I don't think they want it with Ye.
Well, yeah, nobody wants to. And I don't think nobody wants to diss Kanye because everybody wants them beats.
Yeah.
See, he has that going for him. People want the beats, so that nobody's going to really diss him because they want him to be able to give him one of them hits.
Right.
Like, kind of how, like very few people diss Puff Daddy because he can come out and destroy him.
Puff Daddy sucks.
He does, but Puff Daddy also, people listen to Puff Daddy. He said drink Ciroc, and everybody drinks Ciroc.
Ciroc boy.
Exactly. Like, he come out, this is Diddy beat. And bring out Young Josh, and everybody doing that. The motorcycle. You know you was doing it.
I thought it was a Nitty beat.
Puff Daddy co-signed him. But yeah, so that really was a Diddy beat, because we know none of them niggas got paid for it.
Right, man. The whole, my whole problem is Drake going off, doing what he did with Common, running off to his concert, and then wanting to address it, but never getting on wax or never, like, addressing it when being directed to. Like, you keep doing that. Nah, man.
He did address Common and stay scheming. You wouldn't want me. I was shooting in the gym. Scheming.
I don't know. I just think Pusha T, like, literally is going to just body him, but, you know, Lil Wayne does have mass appeal.
I think Lil Wayne might be losing steam.
Lil Wayne's gay.
This is all gonna die down. Cause I remember,
how,
like,
you just gonna call that man gay?
How you just gonna wear? I don't even wear leopard leggings and things like that. That's just gay.
I mean, it's,
you gangster. I think
you're getting to the point of desperation, so people can continue to talk about him because they're realizing that the music is very subpar.
But the stupid album, the Carter, whatever number that was,
four.
Got what album of the year on the Billboard?
Yeah, people were hot.
That's
about
awful.
It.
Who? I think everybody was buying it, though, thinking it would be something. You probably couldn't return it in most stores, so.
You hear that, How to Love, it's just like,
how
to
love.
It would have been cool if little Justin Bieber sang it or something.
Or he does have a version of it that's, I know, actually pretty good.
Justin Bieber has,
yeah, it. I mean, if he, not if it was his song. I don't listen to Justin.
I was like, oh, okay, I see you, Justin.
He was
Bieber.
Drinking about, talking about syrup.
He switched some of the words, though. Like,
Justin Bieber, he trying to cross over into,
I think he did. Once you get on culture so bad. Once you get on How About Three Jams, yeah, you pretty much made it. They played it in the bar. I'm like, really? Yeah. The club.
They played Justin Bieber?
Yes. When I first heard the song, I didn't think it was, when I heard Girlfriend, I didn't, Boyfriend, whatever. I didn't think that was Justin
I think
Bieber.
He watched the Five Heartbeats and he saw when Leon was like, why don't crossover ever crossover with us? He said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for you, Leon.
Man.
So. Well, he got Usher to help him. So.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Usher trying to become pop international.
He always was pop to me.
Nah, he like you go back and listen to that My Way album.
Yeah, look how he was dancing. He wanted to be pop.
I mean, he wanted to dance like Michael Jackson, like every
pop,
nigga sing. Like,
artist.
Trey Songz want to, too.
I love
Trey Songz want to be the hardest. Like, one, he calls himself the hardest nigga in the R&B. Like, is that difficult? Like, how many gangsters is running around R&B?
Ray J.
The worst you got to do is worry about Chris Brown slapping you up and Ray J getting the money team.
Right. I think this, like, the whole Young Money thing going to die out. Like, G-Unit was hot. No Limit was hot. Cash Money back in the day was hot. Like, all these groups clicked.
But they didn't have somebody who was in the game for so long, and then they came, so they always have that to fall back on.
Who? Lil Wayne? Lil Wayne, I don't really consider Lil Wayne being in the game until the Carter One. Like, all those other stuff, I just figure, like, it was just stuff that Baby's like, oh, you know, Wayne was playing around in the studio, so we gonna let him, we gonna just put it out, because everybody buying our stuff anyway.
Right.
Girls just love that dude. I remember when I was in eighth grade, this girl said she was going to get a Lil Wayne tattoo when that was when, like, the Block Is Hot was out.
Man.
I think she got it, too, on her stomach.
Hell no.
I was like, the Block Is Hot? For real? You like Lil Wayne like that?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, so that's my take on the beef. That's how I feel.
And I think Drake has become a bitch. Like, he got this by Rihanna. He's all heartbroken. I mean, even if you listen to, like, songs where he came hard, like last year when he brung out Made Men, he still was crying about Rihanna. One of my baddest women ever, I call her Rihanna. Like, right. we know Rihanna let you be the one night stand. We know she played you. She played you like Battleship. Man.
No fun.
She's a whore.
Why is Rihanna a whore?
Because she is.
Who is she whoring with?
Everybody.
Who?
Everything? Everything.
You just gonna say she a whore? That's just slanderous.
I'm gonna say she a whore and she's stupid for getting on the song with Chris Brown.
She wanna put his name on it.
That's stupid. You can be like a woman to uplift women that's been beat and you like...
Most women that get beat run back.
Well, shoot, you're an entertainer. Like, you should... A lot of people are watching you.
Like, why do entertainers get held to, like, they supposed to live for the means of other people? Like, because she's an
because
entertainer.
Because you are an entertainer. People are watching you.
What? People are watching you.
Yeah, that's
people
why
watch
I
you.
Wouldn't
and you do certain things,
stuff like that,
and you don't do things that people would look somewhat in question. You don't do things that people would question your certain antics and behaviors. Nope. In your life, nothing.
Nope.
You just a picture model citizen.
Yep.
I don't believe it. You need more people.
I don't need anyone. My word is my bond.
So we're going to move on,
yeah.
Drop that, we're going to go to NBA playoffs and the NBA champions, the San Antonio Spurs.
Hell no.
How you feel about that?
That's not going
to they beat the Miami Heat in five. It was, wow.
And when did they beat the Miami Heat?
Hey, I mean, they're giving them the thing. I mean, I don't, matter of fact, they didn't even play. Like, I think after the Western Conference finals, they were just like, we're just going to disregard the East, and you guys are the champs. So you have both titles when you win this series. Spurs are the champions, man.
No, it's not going to
20 happen. Games? Or 20 and 1 now? 20 and 2?
They didn't beat anybody in those 20 games.
20 and 2? Sweeping all through the playoffs, man?
Like, you can sweep the the Utah Jazz. Karl Malone ain't walking through that door.
So how you feel about them getting crowned paper champions?
I think it's going to blow up for people. I think people are looking for somebody to root for besides the Miami Heat, because I think they know that Oklahoma can't do it. They don't play good enough consistent defense. So they look at the Spurs and look at what they're doing, and they can feel like they can justify why the Spurs can win the championship and beat Miami, because they're a stop. I had people tell me they're like the healthy Boston Celtics. Well, a healthy Boston Celtics team couldn't beat Miami four games to win a thing. And they're not Miami's. I mean, Boston's going to lose tonight. Miami's going to go up 3-1. They're going to take it back to Miami and close it out, because you can only have a certain Rondo can only put up 20-30 points for so long. Then you're going to go back to them 12-13 point games.
19 assists. Like, you keep forgetting when them points are down, them assists are up.
Okay, sir.
Like,
you got Boston winning.
No, I got it in five.
Okay.
Five. But you keep trying to, like, make... No, he can... He as a player, he can, if he drops in points, if he has 13 points, you better believe he's got, like, 15 plus assists.
Mm-hmm. But, like I said, Miami in five, right. And then they'll go and face whoever comes out of the East, because I'm not guaranteed that San Antonio's going to come out of the West like everybody else is. Because right. I went back and looked at the 20-game winning streak, and they beat teams like Golden State, Sacramento, Cleveland. Like, the only, like, playoff team they beat in that, besides, like, actual teams in the playoffs, the only teams they beat in that that were playoff contender teams, I believe, were L.A., the Lakers, and they beat Memphis once. The rest of the team, they beat Phoenix. Like, come on, man. Y'all didn't beat no top 10 defensive team. Y'all seen one top 10 defensive team that entire series. I mean, that entire stretch. And so y'all supposed to beat them. Plus, y'all have the superior coach.
A win is a win.
I don't care if a win. A win isn't a win. What is that? So if you beat up three homeless people, you a heavyweight champion.
What makes them... Okay.
I'm just asking. Just because they're homeless. A win is a win.
Yeah, just because they're homeless, that don't mean nothing.
So you beat up some cripples that can't walk, and you beat them up, that's a win.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that, but it would.
So you beat up homeless crippled people.
Yeah, you didn't see me on that one show?
I ain't even right.
Crackhead. All homeless people ain't crackheads.
I didn't say all homeless people. You just said all homeless people were crackheads.
You did.
I said you beat up crackheads as well.
No, I don't beat up anyone.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know who I had OKC Miami in the finals. I just figure it's gonna be hard. Like OKC would have to win, I believe, four straight unless they pulled, you know, the impossible, which is winning game seven in San Antonio.
Why can't they win four straight?
I mean, they can. It's possible.
San Antonio won four straight.
I'm going with OKC in Miami.
Me too. I think it's OKC in Miami.
I think Miami is six in the finals.
I say in five. I think they can win one. See, the thing is about the playoff series is different. So That means they'll have to win two. And they'll have to win two and no, they have to win at least one. Yeah, so probably in six. They'll get that middle game. I hate the finals.
And they do it not even for the players. They did it for the media. And when they changed it, what?
2 years ago.
Was it the, it wasn't the
Boston, LA-Boston series.
It was the LA-Boston series?
Or after it.
Because I thought they didn't do that Dallas-Miami 06. Mm-mm.
No, I think they might have.
Because I thought they were, that was it. They were in Dallas. It was down 2-0, and then they won from that point on. And I thought they closed out in Dallas.
I think so too.
But I don't know. But for the media and for their travel, to accommodate the media to travel, they do it like this.
And screw that nonsense,
man.
Well, somebody gotta shoot it and put it on TV.
They better hop on the plane, train, or whatever, and make them frequent flyer miles.
Like they're doing it the whole playoffs. So that's the thing. They're doing it for multiple teams the entire playoffs. So two teams, if you're only following two teams. Like, it's hard. It's having, like, you got to send three reporters out to three different cities to get the news and stuff like that. Whatever.
Why, I always wonder why they never just had a neutral site, like, in these types of things.
It's not football.
I mean, I know that, like.
Because you want, like.
In baseball and, like, all these other places.
Baseball's not neutral.
No, they have. Like home versus home. Because
it's a series. Like, you need a neutral site for like one game type deals. Like if it's for the championships. Like, you have a Super Bowl at a neutral site. You have, you know, college football has a neutral site for all their mini championships. I mean, college basketball doesn't, but that's because it's the tournament. So they do regions and stuff, but. You professional sport, like your fans deserve to see you play in your arena for the championship, especially if it's seven games. Maybe game seven could be in a neutral site.
How much is right? How much would that change? A lot of
that might be dope.
Going on. Yeah,
they can come have it at the Sprint Center.
But then I guess you do kind of punish whoever was the number one overall. Yeah. In a sense, because then it's like not really getting that extra home game. We only be getting the same amount. I don't know.
So what's next?
The attack of the zombies, the Walking Dead epidemic going on, and people who continue to eat other people.
What do you think about that, Muffin?
Disgusting.
I mean, you are the resident food item on this podcast.
That's disgusting.
Have you heard about the
yes,
who ate his face?
Heard about the late? I think it was a lady that ate her baby.
Or the guy who ate the brain.
Yep.
He's getting some head for real.
It's just ridiculous.
Would you ever eat human?
I don't know. If I was like starving and that was the only option, right. Probably.
Like grill on, it like up. On that movie Alive. Are y'all old enough to know what Alive is?
I
heard of it. Is. No, I'm just kidding. But no, that was disgusting. I'm thinking, well, I know the guys, what state was that? The one who ate the dude's brain? I saw the video on Yahoo last week.
You saw the video of him eating the person?
Well, you couldn't really see him. They were like, okay.
Who
like,
sat there and filmed him eating a person?
I don't know, but it was on. Stop it, they was right? On the highway. Because these people, I guess it's this new drug going around called bath salt or whatever that people are smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And it like makes your body.
I got it 2 for $10.
Like it makes your body heat up real bad. And so they was both naked. And they was under like a highway, like Vidoc or whatever. So you couldn't really, you can only just see like their feet. You can. Like the waist down. And it was just disgusting.
I don't want to be that high. What? Really? That high? I'm going to eat you? Like, I'm that high.
Man, I got
something.
The munchies, dog. I can really go for some skull right
here.
Ate
this nigga eyes. And they said the only thing that you could see was like the goatee. Like his face was like unrecognizable.
Man, they were saying that he had to shoot him like
6 times. And they was like.
Yeah, because I think like the chemicals and bath salts are like closed. Like when you inhale them or snort them, they're like heroin. Or meth or something like that.
Yeah,
man. But they like they shot him once, and then he just looked at him and then start eating again. Hilarious,
man. That's zombie shit for real.
Right,
man.
It's coming, man.
White people in bath salts are starting a zombie apocalypse.
And my friend at work was like, "Well, the other dude's gonna turn into a zombie soon."
What if that happened?
Right.
What would you do in a zombie apocalypse, Muffin?
I would probably become a zombie.
But you ain't gonna fight? You just gonna
fight for what? They gonna attack you.
And nope. Fight back.
I am gonna get it.
It ain't enough bullets in the world.
And we gonna keep it moving.
Telling you, man, I'm shooting everything moving. And ain't no love, ain't no nothing in the zombie apocalypse.
Every man for
it's survival. Like, you roll with me, we ain't saving people. You see some babies about to fall off a bridge, they just gotta fall off. We ain't about to risk our supplies and stuff on that.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Mm-mm. No dogs, no pets allowed.
You can use the dogs to eat the people.
Dogs don't eat zombies. They bark and then the zombies hear it and then they come and eat you.
Well, maybe they could just eat the dog.
What if they don't eat dog? What if they only eat people?
Because they howl in bath
salts. They eat people in bath salts, so you can't stay nowhere near Bed Bath and Beyond.
Can we? Man, that's really whose idea was that?
I was wondering that.
Bath salts, man. People smoke everything.
This is all right. Let's just smoke this bath salt.
People try to.
It look like crack. We might as well try it.
Like the people that are drinking hand sanitizer and Listerine mixed together. And then the news ain't no better. They're like, oh yeah, you put a little salt and it dissolves the alcohol out of the gel or the hand sanitizer. Then you mix it. Like, you give them the recipe.
Right.
They ain't never gave the recipe out for crack. Like, you gotta listen to a whole bunch of Master P to get the full recipe of crack.
That is too funny.
Crack come with baking instructions. Like, you gotta preheat your oven 375. All type of shit.
Right.
So have either one of you ever used drugs?
I haven't.
I played the fifth.
I've only drank alcohol.
You only drink? You ever smoke a cigarette?
No.
She tastes like cigarettes.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
Have you ever?
I've smoked a cigarette before.
You don't smoke weed though?
Uh-uh.
You should try it.
That's ridiculous.
Not surprising, but it kind of is just based off the whole Missouri Western epidemic, that whole saga. We gonna get you high.
I was on my drink. Damn, I didn't drink until I went to Missouri Western, and then once I drunk,
it was a wrap.
Yeah,
that's how it was for me.
Can all the 50 bottles of alcohol just sitting around here?
Yes. Yeah, I want a shot right now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the Sabbath. It's holy water.
Wow.
I'm not drinking.
So we
yeah, it's communion. I got some red wine in there.
Well, we already fellowshipping, that's enough.
I mean, we're gonna wait till you break out that ace of spades, sir.
I don't know. It's coming. About.
You ain't even talk to the people. You ain't even tell the people.
I can't, not yet.
Come on, man.
Not yet, sir.
Alright.
It can't be announced quite yet.
Not quite.
But I'll show y'all my diploma that I got in the mail.
Woo!
It's over there in the box.
That's what's up. They'll be sending me one in like 3 years.
Congratulations. And me one in like 4.
Yeah, go ahead and get it, and then y'all can move to Boston. Mean streets of Boston. Y'all can
with a mean come hang out with me.
No, I'm moving somewhere else.
Greenwich, Connecticut, or something.
I'm gonna move to Atlanta here soon.
I don't move to Atlanta.
Go to Clark, Atlanta.
Don't move to Atlanta. A lot of
big booty girls,
big booty guys. Mm. Look like girls. That's gonna try to take you.
It is a very high gay population.
Yeah, it's a lot of AIDS down there. Mm. Like, you get AIDS from people coughing on you in Atlanta. It's like Africa.
Well, since we're African Americans, we probably fit right in.
Here we go.
Just saying.
So, we gonna take a break.
So what if, hold on, I got a question. So what if when you apply to Clark Atlanta, they ask you what race you are?
I'm gonna say other.
White, black. There's no other. There's just white, black, Asian. Like African American, Caucasian American, Hispanic.
I'm going to say, let's go out.
Here.
Let's go shoot some cans. Some Africans, some Jamaicans. Grab a shotgun and go shoot some cans.
That is so wrong. You going to just shoot African people?
No, Africans, Jamaicans, Mexicans, Caucasians.
Caucasians.
It was like you got stuck in the middle of it. Like, oh no, that cans.
Caucasians. Yeah, all of them.
So halftime. come back, talk about, well,
have time and eat. What you got to
come
eat?
Come back.
You always come over here eating.
Hell, I never had enough food. Oh, you got some chips.
Why is she always eating my chips?
I don't know, sir.
I need to stop by Wingstop.
Clearly, we do. Actually, got some chips. Are we still on air? Yes. Shout out to four of our followers. Hello, all four of y'all.
Well, we're going to go ahead and go to halftime, come back. We're going to talk about parenting. We're going to talk about the 80s and how, how the 80s has hindered this generation of kids. Y'all.
Feel ya. They be staring at the money like it's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it. To me, there's nothing realer. Just enough of all your problems, too much to kill ya. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game need changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the cush, shape the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. Diss me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes. The hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, I want things to go my way. But as of late, a lot of shit been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn, my reality just set in. And even when the phantoms leased, them hoes wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in. So trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but fuck it, my heart beats slow. And right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good. But I know this ain't the peak though, cause I want the
money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes. The hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
From a decent man, back when I was trying to put a ring on Alicia hand. This lost boy got fly without Peter Pan, and my delivery just got me buzzing like the pizza man. In person, I am everything and more. I'm everywhere these other niggas never been before. But inside, I'm treading water, steady trying to swim to shore. I'm on a shopping spree to get whatever is in store. Yeah.
Just call me shopping bag Drizzy. Or call me Mr. Damn, he ain't copping that, is he? And fans of these freshmen is about to get iffy. Why this youngin' that you doubted is about to get busy? I'ma kill it, I promise, this I know you're mad. I've always treated my city like some shoulder pads. The big homie, use a flash if you must. And I swear I ain't asking for much. All I want is the
money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes. The hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be,
yeah.
I just wanna be successful.
That's all I want, man.
I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
Yeah. It's like I know what I gotta say. I just don't know how to say it. To you.
Pardon the swag, but bitches cartate. Long bread, I don't eat shark cake. How come I can't miss a woman like I can't miss court dates? Cheese, but she's not in this portrait. Yeah, life's fine, but I don't portray. I'm on the other side, but it is a sharp gate. I don't want the glow, I want the glory. And I'ma fuck the world, but this is just foreplay. Tired of hearing bullshit, bring on the cow shit. Haven't met a smell that's stinkier than owl shit. And that's word to Toronto. So high up, I got birds in the condo. Ain't that a female dog? Ask her who I am to her and she yell, God. Weezy, baby, I can re-yell hard. No further details,
Magic City.
I was
gonna be
done eating my chicken.
Make it rain on your forehead. Gangsta Grizzly. I'm
just rapping.
Mr. Magic, we back.
Yeah,
I'm eating some Cooler Ranch Doritos. Yummy.
Going color purple, make it rain on your forehead.
Affiliates, pay attention.
Is that sexual?
What?
Making it rain on your forehead.
Probably.
That's disgusting.
Make that's that ski 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 water gun.
I thought you said strip club because
you
reference Magic City. But
I mean, it could be
double entendre.
Could be.
Ask him how.
No sexual innuendo.
So we could be, he could have been both.
He should have just said no sexual innuendo.
We back. Third quarter. We here. Next topic. We're going to talk about parenting. And this came about because I'd heard the story about these two people who had this baby. Come to find out they weren't the baby's parents, but they were at the laundromat. And it's on YouTube. Where they put the baby in the machine.
And I stand up and applaud that.
And then they were like, oh, she's having fun. So they close it. And
it was a little boy, and he wasn't having fun. They just put him in there and closed it. They didn't say, oh, he's having fun. He put it in there and closed it and shocked it.
The thing came on, and then it started twirling. And then they start panicking, and then the guy takes it out. And people are wondering, why would you put a baby?
Shout out to
they just seem fun.
Shout out to the laundry attendant.
That I don't know. In the name of your child.
Man, hey, you know you ain't never wanted to get in a dryer.
No.
Dryer or no. Washing machine.
No.
As a kid.
No.
You ain't ever tried.
Not a commercial washing machine. Not a commercial washing machine. Like, how stupid are you? Really, like.
You ain't never tried.
You tried?
Yes, I've tried to get
that was machine. Something that didn't excite me. I didn't
turn it on, but that. I tried to climb in and spin around.
That's why you have to be a parent. Rather than not the child want to get in there. If they do, you got to make that decision not to.
But they weren't the parents, though.
I know they weren't. They were the babysitters and stupid-ass boyfriend. That was just dumb. How do you not know you put quarters in this machine and you know these commercial washing machines don't even... They lock as soon as you close them. That's stupid.
Why would you?
It's like a cheap Ferris wheel.
And then they was trying to open the washing machine. Really? You know it ain't going to open. The first thing you should do.
Well, they probably panicked.
They did. And it was stupid.
Panic and it's stupid.
Yeah, you got to. If you babysitting.
Think that's bad parenting skills.
That's terrible.
It wasn't their parents, so I mean.
So yeah, both of you all have children, correct?
Yes.
So y'all wouldn't let your kids.
Nope.
Be watched by a person that would put them in the washing machine.
You need to be.
What about
if you don't have no kids,
put your
you can't
kid
wash
in the bucket.
Kids.
You wouldn't let your kids do it.
I would let my kid get put in the bucket and push down some stairs.
I used to do that. You mean like the laundry hampers and stuff?
Or like
that,
a big storage tub?
I was riding them down the stairs, yeah. I was doing that, but I wasn't getting in no
way. Why are you shaking your head?
Y'all, that's fun.
No,
we used to do is we took sheets and then rolled the sheets down the stairs. That was fun.
Y'all were in the sheets?
Yeah.
See that? That's the same thing.
Once I put a cat in a pillowcase.
Serial killer.
I put a cat in a pillowcase and threw that over
here. Right.
She that lady from Monster.
The cat had fun too.
How do you know?
It was alive afterwards.
Huh? It was alive, so it had a good time.
But no, seriously, that was just dumb. Oh, it was funny though. Not the fact that the baby was in there. The most messed up part about it is that the mama found out about it on the news. And like
that's
the
what I'm
people
talking
didn't
about.
Even
don't say nothing. Hey, don't snitch on yourself.
She told him that the baby fell down the stairs. I'm like, oh, they would have been taking you to jail for insanity or something that night.
Was you gonna kill the lady putting your kid in? So let's say I was watching your kid.
It's a washing machine. That's what everybody keeps getting
confused. And I put your kid in my dishwasher. Would you be upset?
We boxing when I
didn't turn it on.
Nah, we fighting like off tops. There's no.
So I couldn't put your son in the dishwasher.
No, there's no explaining nothing. There's no reason.
What about in the oven, like Kevin Hart baby? My baby hit in the oven.
That was just stupid.
Baby face off. It was. Like what? What were you thinking? Like
this is gonna be fun and hilarious. That's what they were thinking. That sounds exciting.
But how, like...
Nigga, let me stick you in the washing machine.
You like
if you can find a big enough washing machine, sure.
And they do have
and
them
And the baby
like,
was just tumbling in there. Oh, my God. I was sick. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Just going around in a circle. I posted it on Facebook like 3 times. It was just terrible.
You're silly.
You know what would have made that clip even better? They was like, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Somebody
then some Mexican dude, as soon as they put the baby in there, the Mexican dude was just looking like, what's going on? And then all the other Mexicans started running down there and watching them like, what's really going on?
Hey, that really wasn't a baby, though. If it was a real baby, he would have had shaken baby syndrome. That baby was all right.
He wasn't that baby. He wasn't that young.
He was a toddler.
Off top.
Maybe he was bad. What if he was bad as shit?
That's even worse.
That's even better. Nah. Form of discipline. Whoop that kid's
ass. The water running, everything. Then they just took the baby. I don't even think they got their clothes at the laundry, at the washing machine. They just took the baby.
You can't stay around for the cops come.
Yeah, that's cases.
But y'all panicking when the baby's in there, but you knew to leave because the cop was coming.
Yeah. Oh, and now so you want to get out of here.
But the mom was like, she was watching the news and she was like, I know that ain't my baby. I'm like,
yeah, that's your
man.
Baby.
That's all bad.
Oh,
wow. I like
this.
Style,
oh,
though.
What about? Did y'all hear about that? I don't know if this is a topic. This lady in Arizona, I think this little kid had got an award for the last day of school, whatever, and it was for most excuses for not having your homework.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear about that?
Yeah. I think I heard vaguely about like it's because people were upset that the teacher gave that type of an award or something.
The kids did it, and the teacher signed it, but. How you, the mama mad, talk about, oh, my daughter's humiliated or whatever, but she went on the news talking about it, which is gonna, like, if she was really humiliated.
And the fact that you knew that she didn't do her homework.
She talked
though.
About, right. I was like, so I look bad at you for not, you know, why ain't you making sure your kid, then she's like, she's in the after school program where she gets homework assistance. Nigga, it's homework for a reason. Like, teach them at home. It was just, I couldn't believe it. It was a hot mess.
Even homeless people get homework. I think I asked my teachers that. Like, if you homeless, do you have homework? Because technically, I don't have a home to work in, so I shouldn't get homework. And my teacher looked at me like, nigga, please.
And his showing up voice.
Like, nigga, please. He said, Bruce Leroy?
So, I mean.
Catches bullets with his teeth? Nigga, please. Greatest movie ever.
So that led me to, like, thinking. Off that nonsense, like how was it when we were kids and how I was living in a dictatorship and I didn't have an option to do anything. I didn't have choices.
My mother referred to herself from time to time as Fidel Castro, which she said this is not a democracy, or she used to tell us to tell it to the complaint department and then point to the cat.
Like,
any complaints refer to the complaint department and he doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, that is classic. But
my
yeah.
mother was a clown. She was a fool.
I didn't choose it
all. Well, you got it on it.
If I didn't eat something, I didn't eat it. If I didn't,
Yeah, like, that's his new way. Y'all new way. I don't know if y'all part of this new way with parents, but your kids get choices and shit.
You like, cooking two different dinners.
If they don't want to eat, I don't want chicken Alfredo. I want corn dogs. Okay, I'll make you some corn dogs. And even though I've cooked over this hot meal.
No. Whatever I cook.
I remember I used to tell my mama that I don't want something. It's like, oh, okay. Guess you ain't eating then, dog. Right.
My daughter loves chicken like me, like myself. I think that's pretty much one of the only meats she likes. But she loves chicken, so I give her like one piece of chicken and like sides. And because I know she's going to want some more chicken, so I make her eat the sides and then she can get some more chicken. But sometimes she don't eat the sides. But my spinach be fire. I just want everybody to know.
We don't care about your spinach.
Like, enforce like stuff like that with my son because like grandparents love to spoil.
So which they're like, supposed to, though.
You give options and stuff, so you come back and you think you get options and things like that.
Nah, no, like, that's how it is there. You don't like, get nah, options
we
here.
Can
see
here.
My grandma didn't play that.
Mama, I'm hungry. Night. Go to sleep. You won't be hungry.
You go to sleep, your stomach won't growl no more.
We can sit here all night. Or like one of
my grandmother, it was a barbecue one time, and I don't like baked beans. I've never been a fan of
fire.
Never been a fan of
baked some barbecue sauce.
Because they use like I can deal with the sweetness of it, but some people chop up like peppers and shit. And they bake beans.
And some people put some ground beef. Oh.
Nah, man, I don't got time for all that.
Maybe that's a whole meal.
Them additions, so like, like I don't have time for all that. So. She's like, you can't get up from the table till you eat them baked beans. So I sat there for like 3 hours because I guess I can't say I was stubborn because I'm still a bit stubborn. If I feel like I ain't doing something, I ain't gonna do it. So we just set a standstill. And then I remember I didn't care for green beans as a kid. But I was like, when I found out she was making green beans, because my aunt, my grandma was from the South, so she put all the good shit that most people like in their green beans, like the piece of meat and the other like peppers and stuff to season it and you know, give it that kick. And I'm not really a fan of shit floating around in my food. So what I did, we used to do was I lined my pockets with toilet paper.
Hell no.
And when people were looking, it's like 7. Because my grandma passed when I was like 7 or 8. So I was doing this like 6 or 7. And put some in my pocket. A little bit in there, let them fill up. Look like I ate most of it, then go to the bathroom.
Man,
little white kids feeding their vegetables to the dog.
Friends, his kids ain't eating, then he'll just, all right, whatever, go play. Guess what you're having for dinner tomorrow? And then the next day comes, hey, they eating whatever. There you go. There's your dinner that you didn't eat yesterday. So,
what if they don't eat it for a week? Don't have mold on it.
I guess it's just gonna be sitting there,
starving the kids. That's when you whoop your kids. But I don't care.
It's just like, I don't know. I didn't grow up with choices. I didn't grow up with options in anything. Like,
what's an appropriate dinner for a kid to eat? Because I hear a lot of parents, they be out here making their kids fucking party food. Like, we having drumettes tonight and cheese dip. It's not a fucking meal.
Rotel.
Whatever I'm eating, and I like to eat good, so. I think that's appropriate. I have the greens.
But you don't cook.
I don't cook all the time.
So what would you cook for your daughter? Like, let's describe. What did you cook for her this week?
What did we eat? We had some meatloaf. Oh, it was fire. And some mashed potatoes, green beans. Oh, no, cabbage. And something else.
And now, y'all ate that the whole week?
No, that's what we ate one day. Another day, we probably had some hot wings on a lazy day. On lazy days, she would get a pizza to go in the oven. We eat sandwich, chicken, pork chops.
I love Sloppy Joe's.
I
hate Sloppy Joe's for dinner, too. But
I hate Sloppy Joe's, period.
I can eat them all the time.
I think it's like lazy, poor people food.
I can eat them all the time.
But I guess I love ramen noodles, and that's like the laziest of poor people food.
But tonight, I think my little sister wants some Rotel. I think that's what I'm eating.
That's not dinner.
That's not a meal.
Yes, it is.
Give the disclaimer again. It's not a meal.
Rotel.
I'm taking it to work for lunch tomorrow.
Rotel is not a meal. It's a snack that you have while you're drinking.
If you eat a lot of it, it's a meal.
No.
It got protein. It got dairy. It got vegetables. How's that not a meal?
What vegetables?
The tomato?
No, ma'am. No. That one, tomato's a fruit, not a vegetable.
Okay. It got fruit. It got all your.
And it doesn't have enough of all those things.
The chips, you get the grains, you get the wheat.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's not a meal.
By your theory,
then eat some green beans on the side.
Laffy Taffys, and that would be considered a meal. If I eat enough to get full, then it's a meal, right?
It's nowhere near what I'm talking about.
Or ice cream. I say you got your protein. Ice cream has dairy.
I'm saying it got all of this. It has everything that you need.
For like pizza, that's why you can eat pizza all the time.
No, I wouldn't eat pizza all the time.
Pizza has everything you need.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat it all the time. If it's a lazy night, I'll eat it.
It's not a meal.
Rotel's not a meal.
I think I'm going to eat Rotel tonight.
Not a meal.
Because it's easy for me to take to work, you know, whatever.
That's not a meal, though. And it's Sunday. You can't, if you want to make Rotel, make it on a Friday, where that's a lazy day.
Mm-mm.
Not on a Sun. You're supposed to have a Sunday dinner.
A Sunday dinner.
Biscuits supposed to be getting baked.
I might make some, but only because I had just bought some ground beef and it's been in the refrigerator for like 3 days. So it's time to cook it. I may make some meal.
It's 3 days. In the refrigerator or the freezer?
In the refrigerator.
Why is it not in the freezer?
Because I bought it because we made Rotel like this weekend.
So you having Rotel
double
again?
Up. Yeah, doubling up.
I love Rotel.
Ma'am,
Rotel, my daughter probably eat some chicken or something. But
Rotel
I'm
is
Rotel.
Not a meal. That is not healthy.
Okay.
Eat.
What's not healthy about it?
All of it. The
what?
Fact that
the
you
cheese or the protein?
Processed cheese.
I'm not eating. I'm eating natural
meat.
I'm eating natural cheese and lean.
I told
grade
you got a cow in your room.
Yep, natural cheese and lean grade A. Cow,
you
the center
that,
portion.
That Velveeta,
the
dog.
kosher part of the cow.
Velveeta is set. It's the closeness to Velveeta and government cheese is uncanny.
That's disgusting.
Government cheese,
right?
Mm-mm.
Government cheese makes some good grilled cheese sandwiches. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a grilled cheese sandwich in a minute.
I gotta have a grilled cheese sandwich.
It's not a grilled cheese sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
It's not a grilled cheese
That's
sandwich.
Not a grilled
I can't
sandwich.
Eat. I can't just eat straight.
Why you light skinned enough? And everybody know white people love cheese
and horses.
Cheese and horses
and tea.
I get that thing. A lot of people love tea, but I can see.
Anyway, I don't like tea. But what I'm saying is,
you don't like tea. Why don't you like tea?
I don't like tea.
I only like raspberry tea or green tea with citrus.
Green tea with citrus is gay.
That I don't sounds
like,
gay.
Half and half. I don't like just straight. Sweet tea or unsweet tea. I'm cool. I pass.
That's the bottom. So
I pass.
You don't know what you're talking about. Y'all missing out.
I don't like none of the above. Raspberry.
This is like you don't like coffee.
Why would I drink you that?
I didn't like coffee until I started working mornings. So for the last year, I've been drinking coffee.
Get old, start waking up, drinking
coffee. I love the smell. I love the smell of coffee.
That's the best thing living out downtown. When I stay closer to the Folgers place, so
the
every morning I can open my window and I smell fresh ground coffee. Oh man, I don't like coffee like that, but
I need another
drinking.
Bag of chips.
Nah, you ain't getting another bag of chips. You better come up 75 cents.
Not borrow 75 cents.
I ain't got it.
Sound like you ain't got it.
You broke.
I don't carry change.
So let me get a dollar.
I don't have a dollar. I put it in Tide's.
Good for you.
You put your dollar in Tide's.
Yeah,
that's bro. All you gave was a dollar.
Like
you mean
$6 in my wallet? My
that's not Tide.
My offering, my fault. Yeah, I put $6 in offering.
You ain't even supposed to be telling people.
Say, so you only made $60.
Right.
You ain't even supposed to be telling how much you're putting in offering.
Like, why does he care?
If it's an offering, why do you care?
He ain't bragging on the $6.
Right. Yeah, I put $6.
Six whole motherfucking dollars, dog.
You know, last week I put in two. Like,
I'm coming up. Man, I'm going to own this motherfucking keep putting these ties in. Jesus is going to come and get me the right wing of the kingdom of God. So,
niggas.
So then we go to, because all of us parents had us in the 80s. And I think.
The crack era.
That caused a problem with some methods of parenting.
I disagree.
Like, and how some of these kids are. Why do you disagree?
I'll let you explain your facts because I've already made a stance on this. Like, right. I've had a conversation with somebody about why parenting has been messed up for the last several decades. And it doesn't have anything to do with our parents. But go ahead and explain it.
Basically, just that whole
Dora. Niggas can just put that kid in front of the TV and just think that's parenting.
Did she say Dora?
Dora raising that kid.
Just always back and forth out in the streets and just like, I don't know. But
you want the. Because I had a conversation with this older gentleman. He got all mad at me. His daughter owned the barbershop I used to go to.
Yeah.
But, you know, some things happened. You know, the economy got bad. My cousin had to move. But I had a conversation. He was like, because he was talking about how our generation is so horrible. I said, well, you have to blame our parents. He's like, and I was like, and their generation wasn't any better because, like, shit. I mean, I at least know for me, I don't know how your parents were when they had you, but my mother was, she got pregnant with me at 19. My father was 18. They're still kids. Like, they, you don't know what the hell you're doing at 18 and 19. So you have to look at the generation before then and what happened to the generation before then. The reason why, especially in the black community, parents, we don't have that family structure. Besides, like, all, like, we were getting it together after slavery and stuff like that. And don't be over there playing a violin on me for because the civil rights movement.
What?
Yeah, see, and she's like, how can something that positive be the destruction of the community? What happened during the civil rights movement? You had women too, but you had men who were out, like Martin Luther King and all that stuff, away from their families for long periods of time. So the fathers that were once in the home weren't in the home. Like, good role models, go to church every day, pastors, you know,
yeah,
professional black men who were in the home suddenly weren't because they were marching for freedom and fighting for that. Then you had the Black Panther Party start up for people who wasn't a part of the, you know,
freedom,
the civil rights stuff with Martin Luther King and the Nation of Islam. So you have all these factions of large groups of men getting involved in things that took them away from their home. That made, like, Martin Luther King was gone for, like, he had, like, a wrestler, professional wrestler schedule. Like, 250, 300 days out of the year, he wasn't at home.
So, niggas these days are just like, well, Martin Luther King went in the home,
But it doesn't work like that. Like, you don't, like, nobody is consciously a bad father. You fall into the traps of being a bad parent. Just like you fall into the traps of being ain't shit in general. Like, you follow the traditions of your family. Like, if you came from a family who
ain't shit,
that ain't shit. Like, you saw your mother have guys in and out of the house, or, you know, she put down how men were and stuff like that. Then you naturally grow up with a suspicions of what men want from you, and you deal with that. As far as that, like, that's how, like, stuff in society works. So if you grow up in a household where men aren't around and women just accept it, then it's only natural that when you grow up and you have a kid, like, you have women now who say, like, oh, it's okay for me to get pregnant when I want to. I don't need to get married because I can do it with a man, because everybody does it and it's okay. So, you know, if he doesn't stick around, then, you know, we'll just move on as usual. So women are actually actively planning their lives around not having a man in the home because it's not important to them anymore, because their parents didn't seem important because the parents before them weren't in it. It's generations, like, you affect generations, like, one or two generations beforehand. So our parents were victims of things that happened in the 60s and 70s when their parents weren't at home like they were supposed to be.
Like in Vietnam.
Yeah, Vietnam. Like, all that. Yeah, all that stuff that happened during those areas. Like, men getting drafted into Vietnam, the civil rights movement, you know, all that stuff. Dudes being in the streets. Like, they're trying. That black unity kind of took away from family unity. Like, you hear all the stuff you hear that came out of the civil rights movement and the bringing together black community, only people that really address, like, their actual community and stuff like that were, like, the Black Panthers, and then they got destroyed by the government. So you got to look back further than the 80s. Like, crack did do some things, and it's further helping to destroy the government, I mean, destroy the community, but, like, it's become acceptable. Like, literally, I've seen girls, had a conversation with girls who think, I want a baby at 25. I don't care if I have a boyfriend or not. I'm going to get pregnant by this guy. If he decides to be in a kid's life, it's cool. If he doesn't. So then that kid grows up thinking that's an appropriate attitude to have. And then they go on, so on and so forth. So,
thank you.
But what do you think, ma'am?
About
why are people like they are as far as black parents and stuff like that?
Like, bad parents?
Yeah,
bad parents. Why, I mean, it's more so specifically acceptable in the black community, but you're starting to see it in other races and classes as well, because I mean, white people, their daddies ain't sticking around. Like, white trailer park trash people ain't sticking around either.
I think so you saying it's right, why it's acceptable, I have no idea. I think
so, like, what media, values, like, are you stuff. Instilling into your daughter?
I just want her to grow up, you know, believe in God and, you know, treat people like she want to be treated and respect herself and make people respect her and carry herself.
But as far as, like, her dealings with men.
With men? That's one thing I hate. When, like, men are like, oh, you know, or when women tell the kids, you know, all these niggas want is one thing, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say that. I'm like, I'm going to tell you,
do you have conversations around your daughter about relationships and stuff like that? And, like, mm-hmm. do you try to avoid discussing those things? Like, even if you're on the phone with a friend or something like that?
Yeah, she's not really in grown folks' business that much, so.
Because I know a lot of some people, their kids are, and, like, people don't realize your kids pick up on that, and they hear it. And
this girl at my job was telling me how they was just talking about to their kid. Like, she would be in the car talking to me about how she had sex or how she did something. And I'm like,
wonder why her daughter on the twerk team 2025.
I'm like, your kid is right here.
They're like, yeah.
But
I'm grown now. So, you know, it's good.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Everybody want to say, you know, they hear these independent songs and, you know, oh, I'm independent. I don't need a nigga for nothing. Da, da, da. I am, because I can change my oil, my tire, my, you know, I am. I can drill.
Why, that's not all what a man's supposed to do, though. Right. Like, I know, that's what, like, you get confused with these social norms, yeah. Like these gender norms. Like, a man's supposed to be handy. A man's supposed to know how to change the oil and change
tires.
A man
should know
and do all that stuff. And women like, well, if I know those things, then I don't need a man.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
A man
people
serves
feel like
other
that.
Purposes besides being your personal slave, handyman, sex toy. Yeah.
So, not really, like, but.
You said, not really. Not really. You know, as long as you're doing those things, I don't need, you know, love, compassion, strength, all that.
I can do that to myself.
Maids in that sense.
Nah, I need my women to be amazing and cook barefoot and pregnant, dog.
Okay.
But not like, I don't know. I'm starting to have brief, you know, conversations about girls and things with my son, and I just be trying to tell him, like, you know, treat a woman like this, you know, don't, you know, try to go off and, like, be honest, be upfront. If you don't try to, you know, date more than one person, don't, like, and this is why, because you don't want the, like, just here and there having conversations with him to instill, like, him to be different when he gets to an older age. But what I don't understand is, like, how did I didn't take what my dad, who wasn't there, I didn't run with that. I did a complete 360. And, like,
well, some people don't, though. Like, most people, it's acceptable in their environment. Most people that, like, first you gotta have a certain level of intelligence. You gotta be able to step outside yourself and see what's wrong and right with your environment. And you have to, like, actually address the hurt that it was for not having your parent there, first off. And if you don't address that, if you just, like, you know, it wasn't no, if you always keep trying to tell yourself it wasn't no big deal because you don't want to feel sad, then you're never going to see that it was and that you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to live to the fact that you're going to
live
like,
it wasn't a big deal when he wasn't around, so it ain't going to be a big deal
that I'm not around.
Yeah.
And women don't help because, I mean, like, y'all allow when dudes do come, like, when dudes come around, like, absentee fathers, they come around, they get glorified, they get seen like this. You calling their phones, acting all ratchet and shit.
She ratchet?
And this ain't no particular woman. I've seen this from several different women. Like, they jealous about who this person's talking to, who that person, like.
And y'all ain't no better either.
Girl, he fucking that girl. And I mean, when dudes ain't either, because they be on that bitch ass niggas be on that
they
same
be on
shit.
That.
Right. I don't care. Once I stop talking to a girl, I don't really even care. Like, I can stop talking to a girl and she can start fucking my mama. I don't
but
care.
But now, girls, they do allow some of that stuff, even if it's just being with their baby daddy, just because that's my baby daddy, even though he ain't even buying my son no food.
But he can't be with nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's ridiculous that women do allow these men to, like, use them and not even do stuff for these men that ain't even doing enough for their kids. Like, that's what I don't understand. They're like, that's ridiculous. You having sex or you whatever, and, oh, I don't want to be with them.
And part of it is that people think, like, there's legitimately like conversations. You see them on your Facebook. You hear them in conversations with people like, you 23 and you don't have any kids? What you waiting on? Like, who the fuck says you gotta have kids at 23? Like, if it happens, then it happens. Yeah. But like, people look at me like I'm old because I don't, like, I'm old and don't have a kid. I'm, what the fuck is wrong with me? I'm 26. Why do, right. I'm just now starting to get the shape of my career going in my life. Why would I bring a kid before that when I'm not stable enough? Like, I couldn't raise no damn kid. I don't child.
Cook? You don't cook? You don't do nothing.
I can cook, but I just don't. Like, why? Why cook?
You don't have
just
to.
Me. I don't have right. to. And I don't plan on changing my lifestyle around to be able to having to do any of those things.
Well, good. But, yeah, that's ridiculous, though.
I just, yeah, I never gonna, like, didn't understand that. Now I understand, which is, we can just bridge the next point, is what's wrong with the parents of today. I guess we got kind of an idea based off previous generations, but, like, what's really wrong with them?
They letting Dora raise their kids. They kids be, uno, do- oh, Marlise can count to 10. My daughter, she can count to 10 in Spanish. I just want y'all to know.
Watch Dora.
Well, we both. Well, not we both, but like her and I, we practice. So it's not just about watching Dora. Like, she, my daughter's super smart, and I think it starts at home, you know?
Maybe, I've seen, yeah, like you walk around and you just put the stuff with the TV in front of your child and you don't interact and talk to them. And then, like, TV. Then you wonder why your child can't talk or why their speech is terrible.
Or why they're mute, like they don't talk to people. They
and
don't
then, you don't ever spend time with them.
And then,
talk to
yeah,
them.
And then when they come to you, want to play, get on, go on, get away. Like you just busy.
Yeah, that's
get
all fine. I agree. You should, kids need to be in their place, get out of my face. Yeah. I'm sitting here watching basketball while.
But you also need to
not all day.
And you in my face trying to interrupt that.
I mean, when I get home, as tired as I be, I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. As tired as I be when I get home, as tired as I be and just want to relax, I still take that little however many minutes, pick her up, whatever. Then after that, you know, let me get an hour of rest. You know what I'm saying? I've been working,
still
too.
Still gotta have
but at the other, when I get home, I pick her up. We play a little bit.
I mean, kids I don't need to do all that.
Yeah,
like,
my daughter get on my nerves sometimes.
Home from daycare? Yeah. No.
I'm just saying we play. Like, even though I'm tired, you know, that's what I chose to do when I didn't have an abortion or I didn't give her up for adoption. I chose to, you know, be the person, teach her what love is so she won't go out looking and thinking love is something else. So when somebody saying they love her but they ain't doing all these things that I do for her or, you know, with her, then they can know that that's not really love. That, you know, I think it starts at home. I've been through a lot, so, yeah.
I've been through a lot.
I think they worried about the wrong things. I think they allow their kids to get options. I didn't grow up with options. I think they still like want to live that life that they had before they was pregnant. And no matter if that means neglecting their child now, like
they have a life before I was pregnant, so yeah. My life just really.
They still want to chase that.
I still
want
to go out and party. And
so it's two people who had kids at an early age, which I do it again.
What do you mean having a kid?
I would
know. Like, if you could go back and be the age before you got pregnant, would you make the same decisions?
Of course not.
Allowed you to do that.
I would wait. I love my son. I would.
It's a hard question to ask.
Yeah, if we asking like, does he not exist? That makes it hard. 8 years in, like, nah. Yeah, I guess I'd do it again. But if we talking about like, I could just move these 8 years into the future.
Well, let's say that like you can just move the 8 years into you can make that decision to get. Have that kid, the exact same kid.
You clearly
kid
ain't gonna have the same kid. So to me, the question is the question is what it is. The question is what it is. Would you do it if I was 19 years old having sex? I would be using protection. Like, I love my daughter. You know, I wouldn't ever neglect her, give her away, obviously, because I had her. But like 8 years, 4 years ago, no, I wouldn't have gotten pregnant. I would have did things
but
the right way.
It makes it hard because.
If Wife Patrol was out, y'all would have had the guideline already. Kanye said, bulletproof condom when I'm in these holes.
Clearly, I should have let that hole get in me with a bulletproof condom. But seriously.
Why y'all be a hole?
Yes. You got like five. I don't know how many kids this nigga got. This nigga got like.
Slander?
He got 3 5-year-olds. or three, 6 year old.
Like, why you're where you're at, and it has nothing to do with the, like, you being able to raise your daughter. So now someone else, me, has to do what you're supposed to be doing.
You don't have to.
Well, not have to, but I choose to, and I am. And, like, it's just ridiculous. Like, that's stupid. Like, you're in a place based off of just nonsense that you wanted to do that had nothing to do with, like, it wasn't no life or death type of, no, like, you was just being an idiot, like, and now you sitting behind a jail cell because you wanted to be stupid. No, like, and then she got to suffer for it. Like, nah, man, I don't got respect for you. I don't like you. That's how I feel.
I see.
Tell them how you feel.
Tell them how I feel. I feel. So, yeah.
And that's for everybody else who don't be doing, who just make kids and don't take care of them. And the me and the Ryan Bakers and James gotta take care of kids that.
But the baby mamas don't be letting these kids. They think, this is my thing. Okay, if you ain't in court, even when you go to court, they like, oh, well, he ain't giving me no money, so he can't see the kid. I think that's just a hot mess because, like, what if he broke? You know, what if he, yeah, and he just wants to spend time with his kid, but, oh, he can't spend time with his kid because he ain't giving you no money. I think that's ridiculous. So sometimes it's that, too. That's why some of these men aren't in their kids' life, because the moms make it so hard and so difficult.
Yeah.
Make it
hard.
That is the truth. I agree.
But then I see people, because I can't, like, me personally, especially with my dad, I can't use that as an excuse. Like, there are ways. I seen my best friend sit here and have to go through nonsense, but he fought through it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not, what are you talking about?
No, I'm saying, like, it can't just end like, well, I ain't gonna be there. For the people who just have that situation, it's like, well, I ain't gonna be there because she making it hard. I'm gonna just keep it moving. Nah, like my dad, like, well, she to subliminally keep trying to blame my mom, and I'm like, man, there are other,
you never
there
know,
other ways.
Just like Marie or whoever. Marie made it hard for him to see his daughter.
There are other ways.
What other way was it for him to see her?
See me?
No, to see Juliana. James, what other way?
I mean,
before
was,
Marie came around, what other ways?
He was getting, no, but he was taking steps. He was lawyers. He was doing all these different things. I was, when I was in foster care, I was seeing you. Like, when I was at my aunt's house, you would pop up here and there. But then I'm sitting here, one, that's when the hatred really started to develop, because I'm like, I'm sitting here in foster care, but you're coming over here with some other woman that you're about to have a child with and you're pregnant, but you can't step up and take me and my sister? And I'm supposed to be cool with that? Like, nah, man. Ain't no excuse. It's not. It may not have looked like it was going to be easy, but can't even do it. Like, I'm on the phone with you telling me, like, hey, I'm about to come, blah, 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 blah. You never show up. Or, I'm here, I ain't got no socks on, and I'm trying to go find them, but in the meantime of me finding them, you drive off. Where you make, like, how do you explain those things? You can't. You can't explain those things. Like, you can't make excuses. Like, if you love your child enough, then you do anything that you can to go see him. Point blank. I get off my soapbox now.
Yeah, you was on there.
Yeah, because that's it, man, that angers me. Like, I don't get angry about too many things. But
I mean, yeah, I used to be that angry about me and my father's relationship. Then I had to, as I got older, had to step back and look at it, like, for what it was. Like, again, I said, my mother had me when she was 20. Like, I actually was born when she was 20. When she was 20. He was 19. You know, takes almost a year, so 18, 19. Like, and I imagine, like, by the time my father was 24, 25, he had three kids. I couldn't imagine having one kid at 24, let alone three, and a baby mama or whatever the hell they are. I never asked for clarity on if they were married or not. I don't really care.
That's like my baby daddy. He's 24. He got at least five.
Like, and it's not an excuse by any means. I'm not giving him an excuse. I just like the mindset. Like, you're 20. Like, you're your age.
Yeah.
It's times you want to go do things.
Right.
Just like, because your friends want to do them. Or whatever, or maybe it is, maybe it's not, but, you know, like, you want to have, like, people with kids, they, you don't have the freedom that I have, like,
right.
I can just,
yeah,
I can just say, hey, I got an extra $600 in the bank account, about to go buy me a plane ticket and go to Vegas. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if all your friends are doing it, then you're going to want to do that, so it's easy to say, oh, well, you know, I can burn out of here and not have to be burdened with this kid, and it's fucked up. You think it's fucked up but you don't see how fucked up it is at 24 because you're not capable of processing that. Most people aren't capable of processing how they're gonna fuck up a kid's mind at that age. They're like, oh, he's a kid, he don't want to be around me anyway. Like, they don't really think
crucial for
and it. Then but then they turn 40 something. I mean, when you turn grow up and become 20 some years old and they see this, you know, beside without their help you've accomplished, or with minimal amounts of their help you accomplished so much in your life, and you're this wonderful person, and they want to actually get to know you, because when you start getting closer to that 50 range, you start thinking about your legacy and what you're leaving on the earth and how people are going to view you when you die. Mm-hmm. Then you start looking at things from a different perspective, and you want to be around your kids, and by this time they either hate you or they don't want anything to do with you. And I just had to take all that when dealing with my father, I had to take all that into consideration, and like, I can only imagine having to make those type of decisions to not have a life at 23 years old. Like,
you didn't ask to do
that. I have a life.
I know, I agree, and I'm not like I said,
when did he
not,
show
saying,
like, when did you guys
like, I start like really hanging out with my pops on a consistent basis when I graduated from high school and got my own car. And I made the attempts to go over there more frequently so I could have conversations with them, because I had thought, like, I can't be mad at this person forever for not being there the way I wanted to, because he's still human, he makes mistakes. So, like, it is a hell of a mistake.
That's only because you are a daddy, you know, you wouldn't do that, but, like, you...
Yeah, but, like...
But that's nothing...
Yeah, and it is all, like, but that whole outlook
you
that
for
you have,
people, you
but also that whole outlook you have on being a parent, and why you told me, like, if I could do it, you had the hatred, like, of your father not being there. So you, like, I don't ever want my kid to feel the way that I felt when you just burned out because I was looking for socks and shit like that.
Right.
Like, you don't want your kid to feel like that. So your whole, the whole way you approach your kid is because of your hatred towards your father. So that's why you act the way you are. So you can't hold him to that same thing because maybe he didn't have that hatred towards you. No, I'm not talking about him. What I'm saying, his father may not have had the hatred to realize the importance of being around his son.
Yeah.
And he might not just be that. He might not be that bright. We don't know. Maybe.
But it's like, it's not just, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, like, the best
friend had like 5, 6 brothers, kids he had.
You got some sisters.
I thought he talked to him.
You got some fine sisters.
He don't.
No,
he
talks
to one of his
sisters.
I don't care. I ain't trying to wife him.
He grades that had to with my oldest, his oldest son. And I kind of talk to him here and there. And he really only takes care of my younger sister. I met my little brother at our job because one of the relationships with his half brother asked me to find him. Come and find that we have. Like, why do I have to deal with, like, why do I got to meet my brother like?
Because you ain't going out, like, and reaching out to your daddy.
Why do I have to do all that? He don't even know. Like, he's like, have you talked to him? Have you seen him? Nope. I ain't talked to him, seen him, none of that. So I would have, like,
he probably doing the same thing with
you. It's hard, like.
It's difficult.
And I've tried to get to a point where I'm like, I'm going to go talk to you.
You know what I mean? Maybe that's not what you and your father's relationship, like, that's what I feel like me and my father's relationship needs. I need to have a strong relationship. Because I realized he had a lot to offer. Your father may not have much to offer in your life. So maybe, like, don't hate them. I understand the animosity towards it. I feel it. But, like, walking around with that much hate for a person, like, you give them entirely to one, if you don't care, if you, like, hate this person, like, you feel like they do nothing and they don't care, don't give that person that much energy. Like, but it's there.
Oh yeah, if we talk about it, it comes out.
Yeah, it's there.
So, like, it's always there.
Talk about it, so it's a part of it's a part of how you operate. Like, that shaped your life more than of people who are in your life. Mm-hmm. People not being in your life shape your life more than people who are in some instances. So, like, it shaped the fabric of who you are and how you handle things. Like, you want. Because things aren't stable, you want a very stable, simple life to a certain extent.
Right.
And, like, you'll sacrifice, like, because I'm the same way, because we grew up without, bro. We grew up with a lot of love, but not a lot of cash, not as much as I would. I don't want my kids to have to choose between shitty school A and shitty school B. Like, I don't want my kids to have to, like, wonder, like, how they can balance paying for their prom and, like, lights and shit like that. Like, I don't want my kids to have to make decisions. I don't have to make decisions my parents have to make. Like, choosing between a field trip or not, even for being at the $15 budget to pay for the trip, and you gotta come up with it and ask them for
the and you needed lunch, too. Lunchables.
You're not, like, you don't even have a lunch. I don't remember having a lunchbox. Like, I like, I don't think I had a lunchbox until I was an adult. So I don't want my kids to do that. So that's, like, the fact that I grew up poor makes strides for me to never be poor. Like, I don't ever want to worry about money. Like, that strives me to want to be as rich as I possibly can. Because people can say what they want. You can. People always talk around that whole money can't buy happiness. Yeah, yeah, okay.
It sure help.
Like, no, money. About, shit,
it can
money,
buy the things that make me happy.
Money can buy happiness. I don't know what type of fucking money they got. That's the same.
That's what poor people
person,
say.
The poor person came up with it. Money can't buy. Really? Money can't buy you, like, a happy relationship and people who truly love you.
Right.
Like, but shit, you can get that. Like, that just depends on the people you pick. Because you could be poor and not have none of that shit, too.
Right.
So, but it can buy you, make sure your kids can go to a private school and you can see them. Like, think if you had to worry about, like, I can only imagine being a parent and not having money. Like, that means you gotta choose. Like, your kid can't do, like, soccer, ballet, and learn the piano all in the same time frame because you only got enough money for one.
That's all it is, one at a time.
But what if your kid wants to do everything? Like, why can't they, like...
You better go to the community.
That's dreams.
Center.
Like, no. you crushing dreams, though. Right. Not like you personally, but
yeah,
like...
No.
Not like your kids not being able to have options, like, takes away your kids' dreams. Like, there's a reason why in the inner city you have people who just are happy to graduate. Like, if I graduate from high school, that should be enough because that's what my parents glorified. And really, what's the other options? Nobody else in my family, you know, people look at it like nobody else in my family have achieved anything besides that. Some haven't even achieved that. Like, I can. Like, they can go say, ah, that's why you didn't graduate from high school, unk. You know, something like that. Like, so, most people don't look at, like, college and beyond. They think high school and a good certification is all they need. Right. And that shit ain't gonna get you nowhere, because they phasing certifications out. People don't realize that.
I can really just make up a certification on my computer. Put it in my cup.
This nigga here.
Right. Nah, yeah, that makes sense.
So, like... If you want to break that cycle, that's one reason why black people stay down where they are. We don't have access to money. You don't have access to money. You only got you don't have options. You got a handful of options. Why do you think some of the best basketball players in the world are black? It ain't just because we can jump high and all that stuff. Because basketball is one of the cheapest sports to play on earth. All you need to play basketball is a ball. Like, literally, like, you can make a hoop. You can go get a milk carton. You can go get you can make a circle to throw the motherfucking ball through.
You can put your arms out like this, like a circle.
If you really, if you gonna make somebody do that, you can. Like, basketball is the cheapest sport. Like, the reason why there's a decline with black people playing baseball is because it takes a lot of money to play baseball. Like, you gotta buy bats, gloves.
You gotta buy cleats. Yeah.
Cleats. You gotta, like, it's then if you want your kid to get, like, in the little league traveling around type things, then you gotta have money to put them on a bus and travel around. You gotta have a job that's flexible enough to let you travel with them from time to time. All that stuff. Like, that takes money.
Youth violence.
More? Anything else?
Aw. Crap.
I'm just saying, like,
I need the spicy Doritos. Thing.
No, you're not eating my spicy Doritos. Go, it's this corner store right around the corner. You got options.
No, I don't.
You
and
got
I'm
money.
I chose my option.
No, that's not
that
an, option.
An option.
That's not an option. That option is not okay.
Well, I'm gonna just get some Doritos and make some Rotel tonight. Eating with the Doritos.
There you go.
See, now you're telling me to eat the Rotel?
I wasn't telling you not to. I just said that's not a meal. So, you know, if you want to eat junk food for dinner, that's fine. You're an adult. You can make those decisions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
What is this?
That's an I'm going to get off my soapbox of why money is important, especially when parenting and stuff.
Money is important.
Money. So, any rap, you know, closing remarks for you two?
I have not.
Why she
don't let Dora raise your kids. Don't let Dora or Boots or Yo Gabba Gabba raise your kids.
I told somebody once, well, I told one of my friends that I was going to read the Wall Street Journal to my son every night. And I still plan to, whenever I have a son, I still plan to doing it. They say, that's ridiculous. Why your kid don't want to read that? It's like, hey, but I'm instilling other things besides fucking Dr. Seuss into their brain. Mm. I want my kid to be thinking about business and, you know, other things outside of childish things.
And the other option besides sports, music, and because I'm about to pay like $200 for my son to go to a science camp. Just so you, hey, maybe you will study biochemistry or something.
When science?
Why are you breaking my pen, though?
For a week.
Science camp.
Well,
science
wouldn't it only be $100 since you have a baby mother? Way to my mother. Word to your mother.
Word to me.
But yeah, so just to, you know, give them options and not just.
What's wrong with this stupid pen?
You broke it.
Casanova broke it. He broke it first.
But yeah, so what about you, Muffin Top?
What about it?
Any besides not letting people watch Dora the Explorer?
Love your kids. Give them affection.
I thought you read said the a fat check.
Read the five
love languages.
Yeah, read that.
I don't believe in none of that psychological stuff.
And
beat your kids is my closing remark.
Oh yeah, definitely. Discipline.
Develop a strong super kick.
I don't get how people don't whoop their kids. I really just don't. Like, I don't have to whip my daughter because she know better. So, like, she ain't got to whip in a minute, but because she know
I'm
better.
I'm not saying, like, you come home and Joe Jackson it and take off the belt. Even though, hey, Joe Jackson don't get a lot of credit. He created one of the most impressive, successful families in the history of music. Like, people don't want to give him his credit. Like, he has two legitimately superstar kids. And it's because when they got out of line, he taught them some damn discipline. Like, there's a reason why Michael Jackson could play in world tours and shit, and people were all of his worth ethic because his daddy beat that shit into him. Hey, nigga, this ain't time for play.
Right. You can't smack, sell smack. You can't have no candy store.
He said, you need to stick to music. Hey, you gonna buy candy for 10 cents and sell it for 10 cents. You're not making any money, you dumb. All right, but this is Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. You can find us in various of ways. You can find each of us on Twitter. I'm at SPCMTM. I was recently hacked, too. So when I find out the motherfuckers just hacked me, that means I'm getting big out here in these streets, in these Twitter streets.
I know. Nobody ever hacks me.
I was hacked. People were sending out pictures in my name and stuff.
That's gay.
I'm big. I don't know what picture they were sending.
At MUFIN _ top.
Yeah, that was her Twitter name. Muffin Top 1F _ in there.
At Novocaine 007.
He don't tweet.
You should change your Twitter name.
Don't follow him
because
he don't
Flacco. Tweet.
I think I am.
You know, like, who wants to be a mid-15 quarterback? But, you know, I'm Spruce Leroy Green. Official new name on Twitter. And I got that glow.
I'm Blase Blah.
Because she just be rambling.
I do. I really want to change my Twitter name, but I've been holding out for y'all. Because I don't want y'all to listen to this, and then I have a new name, and then you don't, you know.
It'll still, like, if people tweet your old name, it'll still appear.
They search it, yeah, they can, like, see what I wrote. Yeah, so.
Because I think I changed my Twitter name from, it was something, and I changed it to Space Mountain a while ago. I don't even remember my original Twitter name, but anyway. You can also find us on blogger.com at Somewhere in Outer Space blog.blogspot.com. You can email the show at somewhereinouterspace@gmail.com. You can find us on Stitcher. Hit us up on Stitcher, my favorite app. I listen to Stitcher and Spotify all the time. Let's get that Spotify.
Yeah, I'm now on Spotify now.
About time.
The craze, yes. It's lovely. I love it.
Told you, best $10 you'll ever spend in your life.
Right.
Better than a blowjob.
They cost $10?
Yeah, if you go to certain parts of the world.
Thought that was free.
I mean, yeah, if you got a girl who want to have like girlfriend, that ain't free. It's work involved in that blowjob.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Only if you're married.
True.
Shout out to 2 Chainz.
Tell him.
Coach, man, 2 Chainz the truth. Are you getting into 2 Chainz crazy?
No, I'm not looking at anything that has 2 Chainz on the subject line.
That's it. Take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress.
True.
And all I got is cheese.
Y'all lame. All of y'all
like
lame.
I'm taking pictures.
Tell him.
Lame. How did I get mixed up with these squares?
So, 2 cigarellas look like extensions.
Bro.
Black diamonds apart tie.
Tell them.
She just gonna walk off the show.
Alright.
You can also find us on iTunes. So just search Somewhere in Outer Space. This has been Somewhere in Outer Space Podcast. See you next time. Peace.
okay. It's alright. It's okay, girl.